Many voices, one vision. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Alyssa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. The 94th annual meeting of the American Farm Bureau Federation was a resounding success, with more than 6,000 farmers from across the country in attendance.
The theme this year, Many Voices, One Vision, I think is very fitting for what Farm Bureau does. Ties the different groups together to get where we're all going in the same direction, because we've got challenges on the farm. The Farm Bureau pulls us together and we get going in the right direction.
Jamie Weaver is a farmer from Coffee County, and he says coming to the annual convention is so important because it allows him and other farmers to not only get caught up on the latest technologies and issues, but to let their voices be heard in the policy process. Davidson County farmer Bob Strasser agrees.
Number one is the voice of agriculture. It's the most effective voice in lobbying. And then it still has that grassroots from the bottom up. You can actually start an idea at the county level, take it to the policy development level, take it to the state convention, and then if it gets in the state recommendations, they'll carry it to the national.
And policy isn't the only thing that gets a lot of people's attention during the convention. The Young Farmers and Ranchers competitions garner a lot of interest in their own right, and Weakley County's David and Megan Corvin were announced as national runners-up in the Excellence in Agriculture competition.
We're very excited about the award that we received, being the national runner-up. We'd like to give the credit back to our county and state Farm Bureau for all the leadership development that they've given us over the past 7 years. I mean, this is what it ties back to, is the opportunities that they've given us through our leadership development. And I mean, we're excited to take another award back to not only the state of Tennessee, but back to Weakley County.
Our congratulations to the Corvins and also Josh and Juliana Ogle from Lincoln County for being named in the top 10 in the nation in the Achievement Award, and Chaney Mosley for making it to the Sweet 16 in the discussion meet. Join us next time for Tennessee Home Farm Radio.